Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we have Jason Troutner with us on our podcast. Jason is a medical device entrepreneur and co-founder of Cast 21, a medical device company that makes advanced waterproof alternatives to orthopedic casts and splints. A handful of gymnastics injuries eventually led him to start Cast 21 and the goal of providing a better healing experience to patients and athletes with broken bones. So welcome, Jason Troutner. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you on. I'm so excited about our conversation that we're going to have. So first of all, would you share your experience of your personal experience within gymnastics with our audience on today?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I started gymnastics when I was about 10 years old. I happened to be lucky enough to go to an elementary school that had an unusual amount of gymnastics equipment, and it was the big thing in gym every year was when they finally broke out all the gymnastics equipment and we got to play around on that. And it was really the first sport that ever really resonated with me. You know, I tried all the standard stuff, the soccer and lacrosse and all of those, and none of it really, it wasn't my thing. And so when I finally came home from school one day and told my parents, hey, can I do gymnastics? They were, I'd say, probably a little relieved that, this kid finally found a sport that he's willing to try. For me, it was always pommel horse that was, that was the most exciting for me. And I don't think there are a lot of 10-year-olds just thrilled about pommel horse, but that's what really got me into it, and ended up taking some classes and joining a club team in Ohio. Ended up being fortunate enough to have a fantastic coach from day one of my gymnastics career, who followed me all the way through high school. And even, helped me when I was transitioning to college. So I ended up going to undergrad at the University of Illinois, where I was lucky enough to be able to continue doing gymnastics as a part of their club team, the Flippin' Illini Gymnastics Club, and, carried that on through college. Again, just, doing my daily pommel horse was always something I was looking forward to, and only really stopped a few years ago when I graduated. But it's, it's something that's always been a really important part of my life.
Well, that's fantastic. Can you tell us about Cast 21 company, just how and when you established that company?
Yeah. So that story, like most stories in my life, starts again with gymnastics. So I was actually at a U of I gymnastics meet, watching the varsity team, and met the person who would eventually go on to be my co-founder, Ashley Moy, who was also at the meet. And we started talking, and she suggested, hey, we should try to do some sort of a senior design project. And at this point, we had no idea exactly what we wanted to do, but she had a background in biomedical engineering. I have a mechanical engineering background, and we thought it would be interesting to try to combine the two together. And then over the course of several weekends in libraries with whiteboards, just coming up with ideas, we eventually had this, I had this suggestion. I was like, yeah, what could really use some improving is the bone healing or the bone fracture healing process. At this point, I'd been in gymnastics for something like 12 years, and I'd had, a handful of of broken wrists, luckily nothing too serious, but that process of getting this smelly, sweaty, giant chunk of fiberglass wrapped around your arm and left there for 8 weeks was, you know, it was really just an unpleasant thing for an athlete, for a patient. And we, you know, took some of the stuff that we'd been learning in engineering school and thought, okay, can we redesign this device that's essentially been the same since the 1800s and really make something that is more patient friendly? And that, you know, that project ended up taking off in a way that neither of us probably would have quite predicted, and that we came up with this solution that ended up turning into the Cast 21 brace, or the Cast 21 orthosis, that is this open lattice structure that allows the skin to breathe while you're healing, still immobilizes the bone as well as a typical orthopedic cast, and is also waterproof. And so all these things that you normally wouldn't be able to do when you're wearing a cast, you're able to with this Cast 21 product. And from there, it just started snowballing, and it turned from an idea to a senior design project to a startup company, and is now a venture-funded company based out of Chicago.
Can you give us more detail about the benefits of this innovative waterproof cast versus your traditional hard cast?
Yeah, I think the central benefit that people latch on to when they see the cast and when they end up actually having to wear the cast is it all comes down to freedom. And it's freedom to do the things that you normally would be prevented from with a typical cast. So things as simple as washing your hands. When you have a fiberglass cast with cotton padding and you're trying to find entirely new ways to wash your hands such that you're not getting, you know, soap and water into the cotton where it's going to stay and get all smelly and everything. Mm-hmm. To things like, you know, I think the biggest thing that people latch on to is showering, which is just such a pain when you have a typical cast. And then we've had, you know, patients who, you know, do things like sailing, where they're around the water a lot. And it's really all the things that you want to do in an active lifestyle, but also in just any daily life that you're stopped from with a typical cast that's, you know, this big, bulky device that's going to start, you know, decomposing and smelling if you get it even slightly wet. And then the other thing that's big is, as anyone who's worn a cast can tell you, is the smell. It just, after week one, you start thinking, okay, this doesn't smell very good. And then you realize, I have, you know, 5 to 7 more weeks of this, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And this is something that is attached to your body. Mm-hmm. And it's just all around, it's just an unpleasant experience to be a patient with a typical cast. And what we did was try to make it a little better. You know, you're still going to have a cast on you. You're still not going to be able to do all of the sports that you'd like to do, but maybe you can at least have a more normal and complete life for that period of time when you're in that cast.
So for this cast, I just want to be, you know, specific for our audience. This is also for children and adults. So pediatrics can still use this device also too, right? For a solution for orthopedic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we, Cast 21 just recently launched our line of pediatric sizes. And so we, you know, we have adults and kids, athletes, and not using the product across the country.
That's fantastic. I think this is the perfect item to have for kids, just because, like you said, being around water, showering, just the inconvenience of having a traditional cast is just, it's hard with kids, trying to prevent it to get, you know, getting wet and whatnot. So having this new cast that's waterproof and you can shower and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting it wet is definitely a great benefit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things that draws people to Cast 21. You know, if you're in the unfortunate situation where you know you're going to have some sort of cast on you for, like I said, 6 to 8 weeks, you want something that's going to, as much as possible, allow you to live your life mm-hmm. as close to normal as you can. And that's usually what has people stumbling across Cast 21.
It also seems to be, you know, with the traditional cast, once you get it removed, that for instance, if a wrist or arm is broken, it's so thin and so weak looking coming out of a normal cast. I think with this cast, and you can give our audience just more information, that with still using, you know, that limb like you normally do, it seems like it would be more strengthened after, you know, the removal of the cast, that it seems like the recovery time can be a little bit faster than a normal traditional cast.
Yeah, I don't want to make a definite claim, since it's not something that Cast 21 has done extensive research on.
Okay.
What I can say is that, you know, people with Cast 21 casts in general are able to have a bit more active lifestyles,
mm-hmm.
But you know you still don't want to ignore some of the things that are coming after the cast is removed in terms of the recovery process. That's something where, you know, an individual doctor can probably give you better advice on what's best for your particular situation. You are right that in general, patients with a Cast 21 cast are able to be just a bit more active than patients without.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors, but we'll be back with Cast 21. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We have Jason Troutner with us from Cast 21 talking about this new innovative cast that's waterproof and breathable. So, Jason, I want to talk about if someone is injured and, you know, an athlete or a parent wants to get this cast, how can they get it? Do they go through their medical physician? Can you kind of tell us the process?
Yeah, so there are a couple of options. You know, the first thing, if you have a physician already who you like, best thing you can do is ask them if they provide a Cast 21 cast, and then two, if not, you know, you can tell them about it. But then the second thing that you can do, which is actually how a lot of patients end up finding Cast 21, end up getting Cast 21 casts, is you can go to the Cast 21 website. That's CAST21.com. And there's a little contact form for patients there where you can reach out and either be directed to a physician in your area that uses Cast 21, or Cast 21, you can request that Cast 21 get in contact with your physician, and then the Cast 21 team will take care of things on that end. So those are probably the most common options for how patients end up, you know, breaking a bone, hearing about Cast 21, and then ending up with a Cast 21 cast.
Okay. So I do want to talk to our audience about just injuries in general. And after you do, you know, have a cast and whatnot, there is a rehabilitation time frame that you should have after breaking something. I think sometimes within the industry of gymnastics, you know, we're so in a rush to get back on that beam, get back on that event to perform, and not taking that quality time for healing. So can you just express to our audience how important it is with healing injuries so you can have your body the rest of your life and not have to deal with injuries the rest of your life after initially getting injured?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I've certainly been in the situation you describe where, you know, the second a cast is off of me, I think I'm finally free. I want to go right back to everything I love. And I want to just jump back up on a pommel horse and start swinging. But, you know, that's, and if you do that without some sort of plan and process around rehabilitation, what you risk is very quickly going right back to another injury. And, you know, I think that's in a lot of cases, that's when you're most at risk for a new injury, is right when you're getting back into the swing of things after a previous injury. And so it's, you know, it's really important to make sure that you're following a rehabilitation plan. You know, specifically in the instance of casts, anyone who's come out of an arm or a leg cast, I'm sure knows the experience of looking at their arm or leg and it looks like this skinny little alien limb. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't even look like you expect it to. And so it's, you know, it's a bit of a process to get, you know, get that muscle back and fully rehabilitate from the injury, and really to make sure that you're following the plans from your doctor, your physical therapist, your coach. I think the trap that I see a lot of people falling into is as soon as they start to see progress from their rehabilitation, they think, great, I'm doing better, I can stop my rehabilitation. When really it's the exact opposite. It's, no, you're getting better because you're doing this. Follow it through all the way to the end. It's worth it to avoid another injury that in the short term might put you out of gymnastics again for another several weeks or months, but also in the long term, you know, gymnastics is a period of your life, hopefully a long period and a long enjoyable period, but you've got a lot of life left after you're done with gymnastics and you've got one body. And, you know, the little shortcuts that you might take in the interest of getting back into the swing of things in the next week or the next 2 weeks could affect you for, you know, decades. Nice. You know, I have a couple of injuries that I, you know, probably didn't treat as well as I should have when I was young. And luckily it's minor things, but I still have some joints that probably don't move quite as they should. And that's, like I said, you got one body.
Yeah. Coming from coaching, you know, I would just suggest to parents, just please get with your doctors on how to rehabilitate, you know, the injury of your child. And also encourage your child to be responsible on, you know, making sure they're staying up on it, you know, because like you said, once it starts looking like or feeling like it's healed, it may not be. So keep doing that strength training, because you don't want to have a re-injury of that limb and it's, you know, almost double the amount of time to trying to heal it again. So initially when an injury happens, making sure you're taking care of it the best that you can and being just consistent with that rehabilitation so your limbs are healing completely. You only have one body, so you want to make sure that you're healing it correctly that first time. Is there anything else you want to say about Cast 21 that our audience should know?
I think I would just, you know, reiterate, I hope that nobody listening needs a cast, but if you do end up in the situation where you have a broken bone, at the moment, as of this recording, This is November 2020. Cast 21 has options for short arm casts of a variety of sizes. And if you are in that situation, I just encourage you to, one, consult with your doctor, and two, reach out to the Cast 21 team through the website. That's cast21.com.
This cast is for children and for adults and for all different sports. So if you know someone that has an injury, please pass on this information regarding Cast 21 and this company. So I want to say thank you, Jason, for coming on. Would you like to give that information one more time, just contact information on how to get more information about Cast 21 company?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the Cast 21 website is the best place to go to learn more about Cast 21 and to reach out if you do need to explore the option of the Cast 21 cast. The website is cast21.com. That's cast21.com. You can also follow Cast 21 on social media at Cast 21 Official. The Instagram in particular has a lot of fun pictures of casts in different settings, and you know, people living their lives as normal, but with the cast, which is, you know, our goal here at Cast 21.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, this cast is so cool. Seeing all the different colors, because you can still have that color option like your traditional cast. Yeah. So once again, thank you, Jason, for coming on to our podcast. We want to thank our sponsors once again, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Polk Counseling for supporting this podcast. If you would like to send a donation, you may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. or www.thegripcast.com. Also, just sharing with your family and friends our podcast would be helpful also. So thank you once again for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.